You are now listening to the Orgasm Network.
That's how winning is done.
Yo.
What's that?
With that.
Let's start building some hurting bombs.
Why you gotta disrespect, bro?
I do respect you, bro.
Show some respect, bro.
I do respect you, bro.
Stop disrespecting, bro.
I respect you, bro.
Okay, I respect you too.
Okay.
The bro down is over. Let's bro out.
Bro out.
Party people.
What the hell am I looking at? When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
The past then.
When?
Just now. We're at now now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
Fucking classic.
Oh, my
God. Classic. You notice that? I watched that. Got home at 2 o'clock in the morning this past weekend from a show. Turned the TV on, HBO. It was right before the scene when they went to ludicrous speed.
Yes,
was on, and I was like, "That's it." Set the remote down. I'm fucking done. This is it. I'm watching this. And they went to Plaid.
The rest of my evening is Plaid.
And 2 o'clock in the morning, dead tired. But I was like, I had so much appreciation for this movie. I was like, oh, newfound. It's like. It's fucking great. It's still fucking
so
hilarious.
Good.
So hilarious.
So many of those movies are still of the Mel Brooks. For those of you who have no idea what that is, that's Spaceballs.
Thank you for checking out What's Up, Bro. Welcome to What's Up, Bro. Episode 27, I want to say.
Spaceballs edition.
This is I'm Nary Science, and then that's Mike Mercadal.
What's up, bro?
And this is just. I mean, I was dying laughing with this. I've seen this clip 5 times in the past 3 days, so. But it's so fucking good.
Yeah, I mean,
I tweeted a picture of that scene. I literally got up from my bed and took a picture of the screen as he's looking at the camera back and forth.
Right.
Like, I'm like, this is fucking classic. It's 35 years later or 30 years later, and it's still the writing in this.
Yeah.
For him to think of this 30 years ago, and nobody's ever thought of anything more clever.
In
cinematic comedy history, like, what's more clever? Than being able, he's fucking torn down
it's
the fourth
so
wall.
Smart, yeah,
he's torn down the fourth wall, but in a nice, in a funny, creative way, not in a in your face, tongue in cheek kind
and
of.
And even the later on in this movie, when Lone Star is fighting Dark Helmet,
yes,
with the Schwartz,
right, right,
and then they're like they get the Schwartz tangled up or whatever,
right,
and
right.
then he swings back and he kills like a camera guy,
right, right.
That,
and then
the
stunt people. Like, you catch the stuntman. Oh, my God.
That shit's so clever. It's so smart. Fucking
good, man.
Smart. God, so Chris Kringle.
Happened to that guy? Whatever happened to... I mean, after he did Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Rick Moranis?
Yeah, what did
he
done
was
after
in Second City. He did a lot of sketch stuff. And then he was in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. He was in a bunch of, like,
but I'm talking
sketch
about
things.
After Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Because he was in Second City before that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then
he started out.
And then he got to movies.
SCTV. And
like, what did he do after Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? He just went into nothing. I was like, what?
I know.
What?
And...
Or Honey, I Blew Up the Baby. I'm sorry.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
No, that was literally the title.
Good Lord. There was so... but even then...
Good Kringle.
Chris Kringle. He hasn't... if you think about it, he was in Ghostbusters.
Okay.
He was the key...
I don't know
whatever it was.
You want to tell me.
I know.
You want to tell me that there's rumor of them redoing Ghostbusters 3.
Yeah, but there's
but
always back
yeah,
and
always,
forth.
That's what I told my friends. I'm like, there's always been that rumor, and I refuse to fall into that. I refuse to get excited anymore. I'm like, I won't believe it until I see the trailer.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Until even then, until I see like a release date. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, the trailer with the release date.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, oh, we're gonna postpone it for a year to go in 3D.
Yeah. Fuck you, G.I. Joe.
Damn you, G.I. Joe. Anyways, that's. I wanted to open up the podcast this week with that. Did you watch the movies from last week?
I watched. Guess what I downloaded and I found and I haven't watched yet.
No Retreat, No Surrender.
Hamburger.
Oh,
the
shit.
Motion picture. Yeah. I found it. I don't know if it works yet. I just found it and I downloaded it, but I found it. So now I'm so excited.
If you open it up and you just see random people fucking. That's not a bad copy. That's not a bad copy. That's
really?
May actually be the real movie. I'm telling you, it's one of those 80s gratuitous, like, just nudity for the sake of having nudity.
But I got to say, I did watch Zapped. Wow.
Isn't that great?
First of all, it took me way back because all of a sudden I see, because it's the same dudes from Charles in Charge. Yeah. It's Willie Ames and Scott Baio. And then I was like,
I like the fact that you're the only one, you aside from Willie Ames' mom, you're the only one that puts Willie Ames first.
Well, because that, the whole point is that I don't remember any of that guy's. I don't remember his name in Charles in Charge. I don't remember his name in the. I just saw Zap. I don't even remember his name in the movie. But it was one of those where.
Was it Willie?
Maybe.
It may have been.
I don't even know. But the whole time I'm like, holy shit, this guy's in this too. What was his name?
You didn't know that he was in it? You didn't remember that he
I
was
had
in
forgotten.
It? He's also in part two.
This is Zapped 2?
Yeah. It's not with Scott Baio. It's not with the Baio.
Ugh. Forget it.
You're like, why would anybody want
to. It's like there's a Teen Wolf 2, but fuck that bullshit.
Yeah. But it had Teen Wolf 2 was decent. I
never saw it.
Teen Wolf 2 was good. I liked Teen Wolf 2.
Because it was Jason Bateman, though.
It was Jason Bateman. You know, here's the reason why.
Shit, I should watch that.
Our friend Forrest Shaw has a great joke about Teen Wolf, saying that how come nobody was ever like, hey, time out. There's a fucking werewolf on the court.
Yeah.
Like, there's a werewolf on the court. How come nobody's like, no, we're still going to continue playing against a fucking werewolf? Is that really going to happen?
There's a monster? There's a monster there.
On the court. We're just going to continue playing. Like, hey, ref. I think that's a flagrant of some kind. Like,
yeah.
So that's a great joke. It's a great joke by Forrest. I always laughed at that joke on different levels when I heard it, when Forrest would say it, because I would always think about part two. And part two was basically the same movie.
Uh-huh.
It was the same guy that played Michael J. Fox's dad.
Okay.
But it was his nephew. Jason Bateman is the nephew of that guy.
This right? Freaking so, family.
Right? And he was in college, not high school. And the dude was a boxer.
All right. Wait.
So that's the part that whenever I would hear Forrest's joke, I would always go into that. My mind would always wander into part two, be like, yeah, I'd rather play basketball against a werewolf than fucking box a werewolf.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
That's unfair.
I'm going to have to go to fisticuffs with a monster from mythology?
Oh, but he has gloves. Yeah, but the claws come out of the gloves. So
still, if he wanted to, he just put the claws out there first. Like, they would cut through the glove.
Yeah, I don't know if you're aware of this, but he could punch really hard.
Yeah.
Like, being a werewolf doesn't necessarily automatically make you a better shooter in basketball. You can't shoot the ball better automatically.
Yeah, it's
but you automatically become stronger.
For sure. Well, like, but also, it's like...
Peyton. Willie Ames' character name is Peyton.
In Zapped. Okay. I forgot. I just saw it. And that's how much I was like... I was just watching it go... First of all, that story of that movie is kind of fucked up. Like, he's in high school, right?
Right.
And he's like a super... Of course, they made Scott Baio super nerdy. Like, Nutty
with
Professor
the glasses,
style. Yeah.
And
he walks like all nerdy and he's and he does science experiments for the school.
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't he?
The school gives him a room, a lab, to which he's the only person who has the key. He's the only person who has a key to science lab.
All this is still believable to me. I'm still with the writers. I'm like,
he's conducting experiments on the effects of drugs. Like marijuana and other drugs on rats.
Well, this is the early 80s.
And the school's totally okay with it.
Well, it's on rats. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. It's fine. And then
this is before PETA, before all that activists. Shit.
So in my mind, the whole time I'm thinking about it, I was like, this is the Breaking Bad classroom. Like now that's like what happens in Breaking Bad. Like there's just some science teachers like, no, yeah, we're
you
doing
think
an
the
experiment.
Writers of Breaking Bad are watching Zap going like, yes.
Yeah.
We could do it. We could redo this. Yes. Yes.
It's like, man, we got to put this meth lab somewhere. They like Zapped comes on some Encore or whatever movie channel. And they're like, oh shit. That's exactly it.
That's what we gotta do.
That's it. It's changed. Like it's a cultural phenomenon and it came from Zapped. Scott Baio's not getting a penny.
Yeah, I really liked the movie. And it's going to be the anniversary of its release in a couple of weeks.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Came out in 1982.
Do you think it'll be re-released in theaters?
In 3D. I would love to see those titties in 3D. How much titties did you see?
It was like a constant barrage of
constant.
And then that shirt opened. Like he looks. Well, here's the thing. Every time he would go do the physical power of making shirts pop open.
Right, right.
Every time he would go do anything, it would play that weird like sciencey.
You know, that weird noise.
Yeah. So like all of a sudden you see him, he'd look really intense and then it would make that noise and then something would go pew and it would make like the pew noise.
I am dying for Baio to do like a signing somewhere locally and I want to take a copy of Zapped.
Yeah.
Like, can you sign this for me? to.
I think he would. I don't know.
I don't. Well, yeah. How would he not?
Yeah, how
like,
he not?
It's not like I'm asking him to sign a fucking dildo. Like,
it's like, hey, can you sign a check?
Can you sign this black cock right here? Just sign this black cock and just no.
Even then, he'll be like, well, made out to who?
Who?
How much am I? $10.
There's $10. That's fine. I'm okay with that. No, yeah, they had a Zap Part 2. I can't find it for some reason. But it was, I want to say Willie Ames was.
So he's like the glue that holds the sequels together.
I want to say it's Willie Ames. I can't find it even. I'm trying to look for it on.
If it's not on IMDb, it doesn't exist. It can't possibly be a real thing. This is something you made up in a dream.
Zapped Again.
Zapped Again.
It's called Zapped Again. And it wasn't Willie Ames. It was, I don't know, Todd Eric Andrews, whatever the fuck.
Oh, the Todd Eric Andrews.
Here's the best part about this movie, about Zapped Again, is that it came out in 1990.
Whoa.
8 years after the original.
Wow.
That's a lot of green lighting that they had to go through. Like, no, this is a sequel to that shitty movie we did 2 years ago. And they're like, no. You're not ready.
Yeah,
for it.
The audience wasn't ready for it. In 82, that movie was like, oh, look at this. You made that guy float away. And you can see like the special effects where he's like hanging on a wire or some shit. Right. It's terrible.
Again, but 1990, that's how long the sequel took. I always wondered that. I'm like, what took the sequel so long to come out?
Think about how many awesome movies came out between 1982 and 1990.
Yeah. They're like, Kramer versus Kramer? No. Zapped Again,
the Terminator?
My friend. Yeah, but Terminator really is.
I know you get all upset about the stop motion.
I don't get upset. I get disillusioned. I'm like, let's go watch part two. Part two is
like you're like fast forward. Yeah, okay, yeah, like, all right, okay.
Let's never watch this again. As a matter of fact, let's never watch this again.
And
forget about the little skip that he had in his little step.
Yeah,
the skip to my loo that Arnold had.
Yeah,
so you saw Zapped. And
it was honestly, it was kind of a fun retro vibe movie. I recommend watching it just to see the silliness of it. It was really bad.
But you didn't watch. Oh, you know, it's funny. I got a couple emails from people for old school picks of the week for like suggestions. And one of them was like, "Dude, you have to put No Retreat, No Surrender." And I was like, yeah, that's already been said.
Clearly.
And then they said another one that you did on episode 25. And I remember distinctly telling them, hey, if you go to episode 25, it was 21, I'm sorry. If you go to episode 21, you would clearly see that Mike did it. And it was Over the Top.
Oh, yeah.
And they literally sent me a screenshot of the Over the Top poster. Like, this would be a great old school pick. And I'm like, yeah, Mike already said it.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Well, I don't expect people to listen to every episode, but they are contributing.
They are. And that's why I was like, yeah.
At least as long as the subscription kicks in and we get that click.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
So what's your pick this week?
This week, I have two to choose from. Actually, okay. I'm going to pick another one. I don't know many. This is another one that I don't know if many people know about, but it's Johnny Depp and Christopher Walken, and it's called Nick of Time.
I don't Nick of Time.
Have you heard of this
yeah,
movie?
Yeah, I've seen it.
You've seen it? Okay.
Yeah, I've seen it. Where he has a daughter.
Yeah.
And he has to get there in the Nick
the
of
whole,
Time.
Yeah.
And his name is Nick.
His name is Nick. It's so punny. But the whole movie takes place in the time of the movie. Like, the movie's an hour and a half long, right. And the events of the movie take place in, like, the hour and a half or two hours.
It was,
of the
like,
movie.
24 before its time.
Right, right. So it's really good.
I like the fact that you're like, right. I was totally being sarcastic, but yes.
No, but it really
was. I know.
You heard not. You're like being sarcastic, be like, oh shit, that's right.
No, I meant it, but I didn't. I wasn't as excited about it as you were hearing it.
I get excited
go
about
ahead, continue.
Nick of Time, but it's great. Christopher Walken is, because we were talking about because I watched. Oh shit, I watched True Romance too.
Okay.
And I hadn't seen it in a long time, and there was like parts where I was like, "Holy shit, I forgot!" Oh shit, the whole time, like I was watching.
I love that scene where Tony Soprano.
Yes.
That whole scene when he's beating the shit out of her.
Yeah, and
she's
laughing.
Let me finish. No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the audience because they're like, "Wow, this guy loves the scene where he's beating the shit out of a woman." Let me finish.
Yeah.
Where she finally ends up. Spoiler alert. She kills him, but she took a fucking beating. But that whole scene was dope.
that whole scene where she laughs at him.
Yeah.
I was just like, this is great. That whole movie was.
You can't laugh at Tony Soprano.
That movie was fucking great.
I thought it was a good movie. I thought it was
but
good.
I did see True Romance again, but it reminded me because when I watched True Romance, the whole scene of, because those are some big names. That was Dennis Hopper and Christopher Walken going back and forth.
But again, that Christopher Walken, that's it. That's the only
scene. I know,
that's
all
in.
You saw. And it was great.
It was,
so,
but I was like, well, give me more of that.
Yeah, but so now I was thinking about, I want a good Christopher Walken, like a good Christopher Walken. And I already said Prophecy. Prophecy was
still haven't seen it. Still haven't been able to find it. I don't want to download it legally.
No, no, no.
Here's my problem with downloading movies. I have to watch them on my computer. And I'm like,
I haven't hooked up to my television.
It's so much more comfortable to watch it on my couch, like to sit on my chair and watch it. So I'm like, ugh.
You should see. Okay. I'll see about putting it on a DVD for you. That's where I thought of like, oh shit, that's right, Nick of Time. I hadn't thought about that movie in a long time.
I forgot that Walken was in it.
Yeah, he's the main bad guy.
I'm constantly remembering movies. Every time I see like a crazy Johnny Depp movie,
yeah,
I'm constantly remembering movies that he did that he played a straight, like it was a, I don't want to say a straight character as in like sexuality. I want to say
like a straight, not crazy.
Not crazy, not Tim Burton is
not a goofy character, not
Ed Woods, not Edward Scissorhands, not Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. Like, there's legitimately like Nick of Time. He played just a regular dude.
Yeah, that's
put into an extraordinary circumstance.
Lately, you don't see him as Captain Jack Sparrow.
As Jack Sparrow. I just saw him in 21 Jump Street. I saw that movie. I don't know. Did you see that movie?
I have. I never saw it.
It was actually pretty good.
Really?
It was actually pretty good. It had its funny moments. I was very impressed. I was like, oh, okay. Even though I've been told by a lot of people who I respect their opinion, they go, no, it was actually pretty good.
And you still doubted it.
I still went, it's Channing Tatum. Like, that's my whole thing. I'm like, I don't believe this dude. Shoot. But he actually did a decent job. And as much as I hate on Channing Tatum, he's done more good movies than he's done bad.
Well, I haven't seen any of his.
I haven't seen Magic Mike.
Yeah,
but
oh my goodness! The screening for Spider-Man yesterday. So I went to go see Spider-Man yesterday, but I was. It was one of those preview screenings where you have to wait in this gigantic line, and trying to get past the line. And so I was standing. I was sitting inside, and then I was sitting right across from the theater where they were showing Magic Mike, and it was literally like MILF group after MILF group after MILF group. Like these little flocks, these little clusters of women would go in. And then
there's like a bunch of women, then a bunch of gay dudes, then a bunch.
I didn't see any dude. Like I would have expected more gay, but even then, it's like, yeah, we have those.
You weren't in South Beach.
No, I know, but even then, it's like they have those guys already. Yeah. Like those, that's their dude. Like those strip club guys are all gay, so it's like there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
They just go to the strip club and see it anyway. Mm-hmm. But all those women were going in there and they were talking about it like they were all like, oh, that's it. Like really hushed and giggly and all that shit. Like, and I heard one of them walk by and say, "What did you tell your husband?" And I was like. I literally laughed out loud to the point where they heard me and turned, where I just let out aha, and then they turned to look at me and I was like, and I just looked them dead in the eye and I was like, that's hilarious.
You know what you could have told your husbands, ladies? We're gonna go watch Magic Mike.
And they're like, yeah, whatever, because you're gonna come home.
Go. No, as a man, you go, oh, I don't have to go, do I?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Go, do your thing.
Thank God.
But apparently, I don't know what the deal is, but she was literally like, what'd you tell your husband? And I laughed out loud. And in my mind, I was like, I fully understand this because now it took like right then and there, I was like, this is them going to a strip club without having to go to a strip club. You know what I mean? Like they're going to go get their eye candy and do whatever they got to do. And then it's,
I still don't understand why. I don't understand why they would have to lie. In fact,
I don't know. I'm not saying it. I just thought it sounded hilarious.
This is one of those situations where they would just say the truth and the man would be like, please go without me.
Yeah, go.
Please don't make me go.
Go get all hornied up and then come home.
I don't care if you get horny. I don't care if you get scared. This is one of those shitty movies that I don't want to go see.
Yeah, I mean,
I should have made the decision with Rock of Ages. I should have been like, fucking go without me. But you're already with me in the movie theater. Just fucking go without me.
Yeah, you're like, I'll wait by the popcorn.
I'll wait in the car. Just go without me.
I'll go play the shitty video games.
Yeah, I'll go play the video games that I got better video games on my phone. Go.
Yeah.
Just fucking go. My pick this week, I've actually had this pick for over 2 months.
On deck. Just waiting.
But I waited specifically for this week to announce it because it debuted on DVD today. It came out on DVD today. I've already purchased it. It's on its way from Amazon. No holds barred.
Is it? Wait.
No holds barred. It's
yet
Terry that, the Hulk Hogan.
It's the okay. I was, for a second, I was like, what movie is that? It's Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan and Zeus, aka Debo.
Debo, aka the president in The Fifth Element.
Yes, that's what everybody remembers him as.
Yes, that's
what everybody remembers him as. Not Friday. Everybody remembers him as a president.
Debo.
It's so funny. It's so funny because when you watch that movie when it came out, now I'm talking about Fifth Element.
Fifth Element, yeah.
That's a movie. You know, I bought that movie twice on Blu-ray.
Really?
What? I didn't know I bought it twice. I forgot I had it. And it was like, oh, it's $7. And I'm like, $7? How do I not have this movie already? And I fucking bought it. And then when I got there, I was like, I think I already had this one. Yeah. But watching The Fifth Element, you go, black president. All right, you kind of took me out of the suspension of disbelief here.
Yeah.
And then, because you're like, no, the singing alien, nah, I'm okay with that. Stones, I'm okay with that. I believe you. I'm with you. Black president, no, it's got a little silly.
And then now, and it's, then like, now it's like a real thing. Oh, so. That's a, no, but my, no, not just black president, but like Debo, yeah, as president. That's the whole thing. Because it's, damn, like, he didn't really change much.
Yeah, he didn't change.
He didn't change his voice at all. Like, he didn't use like a different voice. I didn't dub him or anything. So he's just like, and there's like one scene where he's on the phone or whatever, someone's on, he's like, they're like, hello, Mrs. Corbin, this is the president.
Yeah, this is the president. Give me my shit.
Yeah,
give me my fucking money.
Yeah, like, I laughed so hard.
But yeah, so it came out on DVD today. It came out on DVD, not Blu-ray, unfortunately.
Oh.
But I bought it on DVD.
What a letdown.
Yeah, I know. I was like, wah, wah, wah. So no holds barred, Hulk Hogan.
I gotta watch that one. It's, I have not seen it. That was one that
all I gotta tell you is They Live. It's gonna be on the same level.
This one may be a YouTube hole movie.
Well, I just bought it on DVD. I just told you I bought it on DVD.
For me, then.
It was your birthday, so happy birthday.
It
to
was,
that.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
I saw everybody posting, my wife told me about everybody posting happy birthday on your Facebook, and I was like, yeah, I should probably do that, and then I didn't.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I was like, I'll see him tomorrow. Fine, take it easy. I'll see him tomorrow.
I honestly, like, that's one of those weird things where it's like, I'm sure none of, like most of them didn't remember, because a lot, you get a lot of happy birthdays from people that are not really your friends.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you get like a happy birthday.
There was a good tweet that somebody posted and said, if it wasn't for Facebook, birthdays wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
And I thought that was the most accurate tweet ever. And I was like, all right, good for you.
But that being said, it's not that I don't appreciate, like, you know, people saying what's up. It's like, oh, it's so nice. Like, and it's the one day of the year where, like, I turned on my computer and I had, you know, the little notification thing. I had like 70, 80 things. And I was just like, holy shit. It was, you know, like, you see that number blow up.
Oh, yeah,
wow,
yeah.
That's nice.
I had 157, but whatever.
You have more friends than I do.
Well, I have
You're just a
that,
better person.
I have more people that care about me.
Yeah.
It's totally different.
There's more care for you in life.
But I'm looking at the staff. So Hulk Hogan's name in No Holds Barred, his character's name is Rip. Yes.
And Rip.
And then
Tiny Zeus Lister is Dip.
Actually, his real name is Tommy Lister.
Yeah.
And his character name, which I always knew it as his real name, was Zeus.
That's the name of the character?
Of the character. I just thought that was his real name. Zeus.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, Zeus, Tiny, whatever. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find to see what other wrestlers there are. Jesse Ventura's in it.
Of course. Jesse Ventura for a while.
Gene Okerlund.
Is this... Okay. I'm trying to remember. Is this one of the movies that treated wrestling as real?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean treated it as real? What do you mean treated
Nothing.
It as real?
Never mind. Nothing at all.
I'm confused. I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
Was it like a cage fighting?
At the end, the cage came out.
Oh, okay.
At the end, that was the final scene. Hello, fucking... You got to say spoiler alert, Mike. You can't just...
I didn't remember, honestly.
Yes.
I didn't remember. I thought it was like a Van Damme... What's that movie? Oh, no. It's a Jet Li movie. Unleashed or some shit where they have like... Whatever.
Where he has a collar?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. That was a good one with Bob Hopkins.
Yes, yeah. There was a while that Jet Li, I would go see every Jet Li movie. I like was super into Kung Fu movies.
Well, I was super into Jet Li movies. I like the movie, I want to say it's called The Last Dragon. With Jet Li and Mira Sorvino.
Oh, you're talking about The Kiss of the Dragon.
Is it Kiss of the Dragon?
With Bridget Fonda. And it's no. He's in France.
No.
And then she's a hooker.
I'm not talking about that.
Then
it's not Bridget Fonda. It's no, I
no, Mira Sorvino was in The Replacement Killers with Chow Yun-Fat.
I think you... Oh, now you may be right. Shit.
Damn.
I hate that. Kiss of the Dragon. I remember the Dragon Part was in it.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. It was Bridget Fonda. Son of a
bitch. That movie is dope, actually. I really like that movie.
That movie was incredibly great.
Yeah.
That fight scene when he fought that big, huge black dude.
Yes. In the shop.
He got fucking splinters in his... Yeah. Oh, it was great, yes. Man. I was like, woo.
Yeah, yeah.
Good times. Good times.
That was a good... I actually love watching like the older... Like I have a DVD copy of Fist of...
Romeo Legend. Must Die.
Well, there was some cool fight scenes in that one, but like, you know.
Mm.
But there was a
did you see the one? I thought the one was going to be such a huge movie.
Yeah.
Because the trailer was amazing. And then you watch the movie and you go, oh,
this is
a Jet Li movie.
Well, my problem was with that movie is that...
Cradle to the Grave, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
Huh? Unleashed was good. Here's the movie that I fucking hated. Hated.
You hated a Jet
Li. War. With Jet Li and Jason Statham.
What's that one? I never saw that one.
You never saw this one? It's fucking Jet Li and Statham?
No.
The worst movie ever.
Really?
I don't want to say the worst movie ever.
With
I want
to
say
both of those guys in there, really?
Yes.
Holy
their
shit.
Script was so bad. Their writing was so bad. They insulted the audience. Okay.
Wow.
I'm not going to tell you the ending because you seem as if you're really interested in watching it. So I'm going to let you. I'm going to let you watch it. I don't want to tell you the ending because it's a quote unquote twist. But the twist is so ridiculous that you go, you insulted the audience by even assuming that I would believe that.
Is this one? Because you know how like we talk about this, where you choose to suspend disbelief. Yeah,
no. It's one of those things
where you're just like, get the fuck out.
Yeah,
here.
It's one of those things where you go, I hate you, because you. I'm not saying this to be funny. I feel as if as I'm watching this movie, at the end when everything quote unquote comes together and everything is explained, I went, that explanation was so bad. That you've literally insulted me.
Yeah, like
because you can't come up with anything better. And I feel as if this movie was all put together, and at the end you go, "Fuck, how is this going to make sense?"
Yeah, all of a sudden, like you showed it to some focus group, and then they were like, "Oh, we got to change everything," and then you kind of slap together something.
But the slap together at the end,
I'm telling you, man, there's plenty of movies that have been ruined by the last 5 minutes, bro.
I think it was just ruined by the whole explanation of the thing. You go, you know what? I'm way smarter than this.
Well, with the one, the what got me is that he was fighting himself the whole time.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
as we all know, the same matter can't occupy the same space at the same time. That's common sense.
It's science.
That's just physics. Just physics, all right?
Just what it's,
anybody, including Max Walker, knows what I'm talking about. Right? You just know same matter can't occupy the same space. It's in the Brooklyn. It's in the employee handbook. Right? This is I like to tell you, all right? All those fancy kicks, you think you'd go to Broadway? No, my friend. No. This is me quoting Time Cop. This is all the lines from Time Cop. And I just went.
It took me like 10 seconds where I was like,
what is he talking about?
Wait. This is coming from somewhere.
Wait, I've heard
and
this somewhere.
And I couldn't piece it together. And I'm like, what fucking time travel movie? What movie is this?
It's Time Cop, my friend. Time Cop. The best. First of all, aside from... I would put it up there with the best Van Damme movie.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I would say... It's. I know here are the usual suspects for best Van Damme movie.
All right, let's run them down.
Bloodsport.
Yes.
Kickboxer.
Yes.
And I honestly can't think of anything else.
Every time I mention The Quest, a lot of people like that.
I love The Quest. But The Quest is... I love it for a couple of reasons. First of all, as a kid, this was one of those things where I was at that age when The Quest came out.
That where I it was like all just, the different martial arts.
I was just old enough to be able to go to a movie by myself, so I didn't have to beg my brothers to take me.
Right.
So I was like, no, I'm going to go see The Quest. It's my decision. I'm a Van Damme fan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go watch The Quest. And two, I knew then that it was his first movie that he directed.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that he directed.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm going to go watch and support. That was like, you know, this guy needs more. he needs more money for cocaine. He needs more money for cocaine. I need to go support him.
Have you seen his daughter? His daughter showed up at something. His daughter's hot.
Yeah. Have you seen her dad?
Yeah, yeah, I believe it. I believe it. Yeah,
that was so earnest. Hello.
Yeah.
Duh.
Have you seen this guy called Jean-Claude Van Damme? He's fucking. But all gayness aside, and I know it's a lot of gayness to put aside.
That's a large, hefty aside.
Aside, right. All gayness aside, he's a good looking dude, though. Even if he's going to be he's a good looking. It's like somebody going, like, hey, have you seen Dolph Lundgren's daughter? I haven't, but I'm assuming she's going to be good looking.
She's 8 feet tall.
I'm assuming all 8 feet of her are fucking great looking.
Oh, my God.
Dolph Lundgren's not even that tall.
No, but
compared to Sylvester Stallone,
he looks gigantic.
He's a fucking giant.
Yeah, and
but he's honestly like 6'2".
Yeah,
not that tall. Yeah,
he's only 6'2".
I thought
he was so much bigger.
I want to say.
Well, I watched. Wait!
Before we stray off, what do you think would be better than Tam Cop as far as Braveheart? I'm sorry, Braveheart. Listen to me. Bloodsport, same thing. Braveheart, Bloodsport, same thing. I mean, Academy Award. One won it, the other one got snubbed. Whatever.
There's one that I'm trying to remember the name of.
Then obviously not better.
But I really enjoyed it, but I get it confused. Oh, Lionheart? You don't think Lionheart?
I literally just saw that movie the other day. I'm not lying to you. Another exactly the same story with Spaceballs with fucking Lionheart.
Yeah, like all of a sudden you see.
I got home.
Yeah.
To put HBO was already on from the night before that I was watching Spaceballs. I turn on the TV.
HBO's got your number dialed.
HBO
like, on the money.
I just turn on the TV and they fucking have Lionheart, and I go, "Well, there goes a remote."
Thank you. You're like, and down the remote goes, and here we go. Get him, Lionheart.
Here's the thing with Lionheart.
Yeah,
huge fan. Like, you know what I said? As a kid,
yeah,
that was my. As I'm talking about a 11 year old kid, I was like, "That's my favorite Van Damme movie." Period. That's it right there.
That's
Leo,
the one.
That's the fucking one. I watch it now as an adult and go,
whoa.
And go, it's
El Terrible.
No,
it's still good.
It's still really good. But you go, all right. I don't know how to explain it other than there's some fight scenes that I would have rather them not edit the same kick 15 times.
Oh, the edit. And you so see it's like it just lengthened out.
When you're a kid, you think that he just kicked him 15 times.
I'm talking about when he does those snap kicks where he's like, gah, 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 gah.
Every single kick.
Really?
They did not film one kick that they didn't replay at least twice.
So it's just like,
gah, gah, gah. And you go, wait, that was the same kick from a different angle because there's no way that he could reposition his body. Like if you swing your leg all the way around.
So it's just poor editing.
Yeah. No, it's not poor editing. It's 80s action, super steroid, super everything in the 80s action wise was super steroid up, super
The
more the better, like the bigger explosions the better, all that shit. And it was just, it wasn't bad editing. Like, it was just 80s editing when you
Right.
This was just like Rocky. I'm sorry, dude. You put Rocky IV.
Yeah,
it's the same shit. You see the same punch 14 times. You go, okay, that's one punch. But they do it so that editing is so well that you go, oh, I could believe that.
Here's
the difference because physics just not to get too nerdy, but physics when you're punching, it's a lot easier to turn your body back around and punch again as it is to if you do a roundhouse kick. And then they show
reposition your whole body
around, and then do another kick. Like, wait a minute,
again, you can't kick a guy. You
cannot kick a guy four times. You can't do four roundhouse kicks before he hits the ground.
I gotta watch it again.
It wasn't four, but I mean, I'm exaggerating.
I gotta watch it again.
But I literally just saw this movie four nights ago, and I was like, I love it. I still love it. But I go, Time Cop is way. But I saw Time Cop a year ago, and I was like, reconfirmed.
I have to see it. I you know what? Time Cop is one of those that right I Blu-ray.
No. This wall is not Blu-ray. This is not my Blu-ray wall. My Blu-ray wall is outside.
Oh, okay, good.
These are all actual DVDs.
Yeah, don't lend me a Blu-ray. It will not work.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. If you want, you can have the Back to the Future, if you want it. The trilogy. I just bought it on Blu-ray, so I don't need regular DVDs.
Yeah.
Poor people shit. Happy birthday. There you go.
Oh, thank you, man. Yay. Go. Secondhand.
Yay.
Yeah. I'll take. Hey, fuck that.
Of course. Why wouldn't you?
Coming back to Lionheart, I'm gonna try and bring it back to Spider-Man. Do you want to talk about Spider-Man? I don't want to give any spoilers.
No, I don't want to talk about Spider-Man because it's way too new. like this episode is gonna debut tomorrow on 4th of July. So happy 4th of July, everybody.
Oh, that's right.
I just finished eating Chinese food and I was thinking, what better way to say happy birthday, America, than by eating Chinese food. But
invented in America.
Did you know I heard, going back to Dolph Lundgren really quick.
Okay.
He had a scholarship to MIT. Did you know that?
What?
Yeah. I actually heard him on the Adam Carolla podcast.
Now I think he's way cooler.
Yeah, he's really,
wow. Look, he was cool before. He was fucking Dolph Lundgren before.
Yeah.
Now he's even cooler. That's really smart.
He holds a master's degree in chemical engineering.
Get the fuck out of here.
And he was offered a Fulbright scholarship to study at MIT.
Whoa.
And then Sylvester Stallone was like, I got you, dude. You want to do cocaine and fucking bang a bunch of hot chicks, or you want to go to MIT? And like, I'm going to go out and bang
that
a bunch
be,
of hot chicks.
That would be like an unfairness, because he's fucking Dolph Lundgren, huge, muscly bound, you know, guy. And then he's a genius, apparently. That's fascinating.
He was a team leader for the U.S. and modern Pantheon, and for the United States modern Pantheon team at the 96 Summer Olympics.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is there anything Dolph Lundgren can't do?
Apparently act.
Apparently, you shut your mouth.
Carry his own movie. he can't do that either. So...
He was
the Australian heavyweight karate champion in 82.
Wow. He's actually like that. That's awesome, man. This is Dolph Lundgren.
You want to know something cheesy? He was born in 1957, but claims his birthday was 59.
Oh, he's trying to shave off a couple of years.
Yeah, he's trying to shave off a couple of years. Like, oh, that's just cheesy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find out how tall he is. I can't fucking find out how tall he is. But go ahead, continue.
What I was getting to about Spider-Man, because we had the whole reboot.
This is a cool... I'm sorry.
You're just all up in
the Dolph Lundgren facts. He was up for the role of Ben Richards. Who's Ben Richards?
Ben Richards?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh,
I'd be really surprised if you know this.
If I know Ben Richards, yeah, I know the name.
It's a character name.
Yeah, I've heard this name. Up for the role of Ben Richards. Shit, man. I'm not going to be able to pull it out in time.
Well, he was up for the role of Ben Richards, a role in Running Man that eventually went to
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Damn it! Shit! I was like, Schwarzenegger. I could picture the helicopter scene.
I picture the beard. I always picture the beard. But then again, I recently bought Running Man on Blu-ray, so I saw Running Man maybe
five. Dude, I haven't seen that in 6 months.
No, I saw it 6 months ago. On Blu-ray, my friend.
The whole time I was thinking of the helicopter. I'm like,
see you around.
Schwarzenegger.
I like the hand movement.
Yeah. I was like I'm just letting it flop around.
You're doing the flip.
The.
Right. All right, go ahead.
What I was getting about the Spider-Man thing, and I would love to, because I still think about some of the scenes in Lionheart. Like with the cars parked all around.
My favorite was the racquetball court.
Yeah, the racquetball court was dope.
That
the
was
pool
great.
With a little bit of water.
Right, with a little bit of water.
Like in my mind,
I just saw this movie, man. I'm fucking hip with that.
Like,
I'm hip with the Lionheart. I'm all for the Lionheart thing.
There's parts of it where I'm like, I know it's like it's all been done. You know, they do movies now where it's like the same shit over and over again. But like, if you're gonna remake, like the whole thing about that we were talking about remaking movies that were not done right the first time,
right. Or
that could benefit.
Oh, he's 6'5". I'm sorry. He is pretty tall.
Oh, that's pretty tall.
Okay, I thought he was 6'2". I'm sorry. No. Go ahead.
But that's what I'm getting at. Like I would, Lionheart would be awesome even if they just like re-edited it or remastered it. I don't know what they would do. Like just reshoot it. Like just put the same movie up.
No, I think Lionheart was what it was because of that. Like I thought it was again, you're talking to somebody. If you would have asked 11-year-old Neri, that is my favorite movie of all time. I was like, that's it. That's the one.
Right.
Just now,
is it
Time Cop still holds up now. And it's still, like, the story of Time Cop still holds up now.
Really?
Yes. What?
I don't remember it that well. Time Cop, remember, okay.
I want to slap in your face
right now.
Hey,
shut up, because
you're lucky there's a fucking table between us. And your waist stronger and taller and know how to fight. If it wasn't for those fucking four little things, man, right now, I would so go over this table. If you were fucking smaller, slower, weaker, and fucking didn't know how to fight, oh, soul beater, man. Fucking lucky you.
Time Cop.
Lucky you.
Time Cop is one of those that I've only seen in pieces, and I've bullshitted and done the True Romance thing that you've done. Where what? I'm like, yeah,
yeah. Time no, look for it there. Look for the movie there.
I'm gonna steal it from you.
It's gonna be there. I'm telling you, that movie's fucking great.
Oh, I'm gonna have to watch it again.
It's great.
Or for the first time, all the way through.
Yeah, you gotta watch. I'm a sucker for Van Damme movies because I'm a huge fan of his. Right. And two,
what year did that come out?
I want to say 90. I'm not even looking. I haven't even looked it up yet, but I really want to say 90. No wonder you didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. If you haven't seen the movie, I'm here hitting you with lines. Max Walker is his character's name.
Yes, I heard. Remember
that was
my name.
That was one of my first email addresses was MaxWalker@AmericaOnline.com. Yeah, I'm fucking serious, dude. Yeah. I want to say 90, bro.
Wow. But that was like that was one of those movies where I think I had just started getting into like martial.
94. Look at that.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So I think I was just starting to get into like kung fu movies and awesomeness. Yeah. But at that point I had already moved on from Van Damme.
I've never been into kung fu movies. I've never been into kung fu movies. I remember watching The Hidden Dragon. What was it called?
Crouching Tiger,
Hidden Dragon in the movie theater.
Yeah, I love that movie.
And me and my friends were like, oh, fucking great fight scenes. And then they started flying, and we were like, we literally, the franchise, we just looked around. We were sitting all in the back row, and we just looked around, and we were like, what the fuck is
that?
We started laughing. We were like, this is,
yeah,
they're flying though, right? I'm not crazy.
You're talking about where the two women are running and jumping
on the trees.
Oh, no, you're talking about the trees.
Yeah,
but they had already flown. That girl.
Yeah. Again, but this whole, every time they fucking flew, we were like, what? I'm sorry, what? Because they didn't fly from the very beginning. They showed you legit kung fu fight scenes.
Yeah.
And like for 30 minutes, and then they started doing that jumping and flying, and we were like, I'm sorry, what?
I you know what? I've got.
If you would have opened up with, hey, we could fly, you go, okay.
I've equated this before. I've had to have this conversation before where I equate this, like those flying martial artists and all that, like being like all the magic that comes, like, because there's a lot of, there's one called Storm, there's a movie called Storm Riders that I really like. There's one called The Duel that it's all very magical. Like it involves like the kung fu magic, like shooting, you know, fire out and all that crap. That I've always
they do a dukits,
huh?
They do a dukits.
They do. They down
a dukit.
Yeah, down forward punch, and but I always equate it to these are the people that we have, like comic book heroes like Superman, Batman, all these people that have different skills and magic and all that shit, or superpowers. This is their version of that, like the legends that get passed down.
I'm with you if you open up the movie with that.
Yeah,
but you can't. Show me 40 minutes of a legit kung fu movie.
You should watch The Duel. And that one's really cool.
You show me 40 minutes of a legit kung fu movie, and then you throw in the fact that, hey, we're going to bounce off trees. You go, wait, what?
Yeah,
just that. Again, you open up the movie with, hey,
there's a bunch of Jet Li movies like
that. Yeah, if you open up the movie with, hey, I have a green ring and I could create shit, you go, okay, I'm with it. I'm with you. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking with you. You can't open up
not.
A movie. I know. Well, you're into The Matrix Reloaded.
Yep.
All right, real quick. We're going to take a really quick break. I know we're on the floor right now, but I really need to take a piss right now.
So
we will be right back.
If you're living in a bubble and you haven't got a care, well, you're going to be in trouble because we're going to steal your air. Is what we need, and all we do is dirty deeds. We're the Spaceballs. Watch out, we're the Spaceballs. We're the
man. Oh my God. So fucking great.
Fucking great. Can I just tell you that I heard I
when I first saw the trailer for Iron Man the movie,
yeah,
when he turned around and walked away and they played that theme, I was like, they made their music. Like, I thought that song was made for Iron Man the movie.
Look, a lot of people did,
and then I googled it. I'm like, that's a great, I wonder if it's gonna be in the actual soundtrack. And then they're like, Iron Man Black Sabbath. I'm like, no, that can't be it. Iron Man performed by Black Sabbath. No, that's not it.
No. That's too old. This is new. This is new Iron Man.
It's like somebody quoted me something from Lord of the Rings. And they're like, oh, I remember Lord of the Rings when I was like 10 years old. I'm like, dude, that movie didn't even come out back then.
Yeah.
And then, and like, it was books. And I was like, what? What? Excuse me?
Before we continue on anyway, we went through like this Jean-Claude Van Damme festival in between.
Because I'm telling you, for his first
I was thoroughly impressed.
His first 15-20 movies, I've seen every... There was a point where I was like, it was a source of pride for me. I'm like, I've seen every Van Damme movie that's ever come out. I was like, I said, No Retreat, No Surrender, which is an old school pick of the week, a former old school pick of the week.
Yeah.
Black Eagle, which he has like four lines in the movie. Four lines in a movie. And there was a point up until I remember seeing Universal Soldier: The Return in the movie theater. I was like,
I think I saw that one too.
I'm going to pay to see this movie in the movie theater.
I'm going to throw down my hard-earned money.
Yeah. And then the movies went straight to video, and I couldn't bring myself to like watching him like that. I'm like, I don't want to watch like this.
It's like, you don't want to see like how the mighty have fallen.
Yeah, I don't want to see it like this.
He was my hero.
I remember one time working.
He was Frank Dukes.
I remember one time working with what's his name? That fucking comic. Andrew Dice Clay. And I remember working with him at the Miami Improv, and then we were in the green room, and I'm like, hey man, big fan. I remember when I was a kid, you know, and he's like, yeah. It's kind of sad though, right? I'm like, what? Because I'm like, it's pretty packed out there, right? And he's like, yeah, it's pretty sad though. Like, watching the Dice Man speaking in third person,
wow,
with a nickname. That's hilarious to me. It's not even like, hey, watching.
Well, he's
Andrew,
not even talking about himself. But he's talking about the character.
But he's like watching the Dice Man.
He had a real
room,
moment.
Like, he's like watching the Dice Man in the room like this, fucking sold out Madison Square Garden. And then in my mind, I really wanted to be like, well, if you put it that way, yeah, it's pretty sad.
it's like I'm gonna go cry.
The mighty have fallen, indeed. So yeah, that's the same way I felt with Van Damme when he started making these movies that went straight to video. I was like, I can't follow you with this, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a huge fan. I just you're breaking my heart here, man.
This ain't fair, man.
You're breaking my fucking heart here.
I will say right now, you stand by Time Cop.
Yeah.
I'm just going to read the... I found the DVD while you were in the bathroom. In the year 2004.
The future, my friend. The future.
Laughed so... In the future. Time travel.
Well, the movie came out in 92.
Yes!
So, and when you watch the movie, aside from time travel, we pretty much have everything else in the movie. I mean, that's it. That's
Steve Jobs made Time Cop.
You're gonna. I'm telling you right now. You're gonna see things in there that are quote unquote futuristic, and you're gonna be like, oh my god, we actually had that. And in 1992, they did. In 1994, they didn't have that. I promise you.
Ooh.
And when you watch it, and next week we'll talk about it. Next week I'll be like, what about so-and-so? And so, you'll be like, oh, shit, that's
this
true.
Time Cop is your old school pick this week?
No.
Oh, no.
It should be, though. It's actually No Holds Barred, but now I'm changing it to Time Cop. Because I'm that, in fact, now I'm like, I stand by that fucking pick, bro.
All right, Time
no
Cop.
No Holds Barred, I mean, whatever.
It's a fun movie.
It's a fun, cheesy movie.
Yeah.
Time Cop is an actually good movie.
Because I've been doing a lot of like movies that are good movies.
No, that's a good movie.
All right. And then at the end, it says...
And Raising in Arizona is awesome, too, but whatever.
I didn't watch it. I'll go watch it again. People Magazine touts clever and original. I don't know why I said it. Like, clever and original. Time Cop is a thinking man's movie.
I promise you.
It's just not... Like, I was...
What other Van Damme movie can you get a quote and sound like you know you're talking about physics? The same matter can occupy the same space at the same time. What other Van Damme movie can you go, that motherfucker knows physics? Yeah. That's a quote. That's a direct quote, my friend.
That's awesome. I know I'm not now. I know when I watch this movie, the second that that line comes out, I'm going to be like, ah, oh, this guy.
And it comes up more than once.
Dolph Lundgren wrote the screenplay to Time Cop because he's so smart.
I was like, no, he did not. No, he didn't. He would have starred in it, and then it I'm glad he didn't, because then he would have bombed
terribly.
Yeah, no, I stand by that, bro. But go ahead.
No, I just think it's fun. It's one of those that I always laughed at, but
I don't know why would you laugh at that movie.
I don't know. I just never took it serious.
You know, part two. I never saw part two, but part two had Jason Scott Lee in it from Dragon, the Bruce Lee story.
Yeah.
He had him in it, and I love Dragon and Bruce Lee story.
That's one of my favorite movies.
I have a poster framed in my house.
I love that movie. I mean, I studied Jeet Kune Do.
Love that movie. I love the movie Time Cop. And I saw Jason Scott Lee in part two, and I go, no.
Really?
Because it's not Van Damme.
Oh. I'm like,
no. I refuse to watch a sequel.
But loyalty.
This is coming from a guy who loves Dragon and Bruce Lee story so much that I have a poster of it in my house.
Yeah, you do.
And I still watch. I saw the cover for Time Cop 2 with Jason Scott Lee, and I was like, no, I'm not buying it.
No, not for me.
I don't think it's real. I don't think he's not Max Walker. Excuse you, sir.
Oh, man. I will say this, man. I do want to say I had a great time in Naples this weekend with the guys that I performed with. I know I'm changing the subject dramatically, but it was my first headlining set. And, man, I really liked it. I had fun. And I just want to say thanks to the guys who put it together. Matt Harding, who booked me out there. It was really fun. Do you still remember your first headlining set? Like, your first long set?
It was probably a private. I don't remember it. I don't remember to say I know which one it is. My first long set. Here's a couple of things. First of all, I remember opening up for Jamie Kennedy at a college where I was contracted to do 10, 15 minutes.
Right.
But he told me, dude, do as long as you want.
Whoa.
And I thought he was doing me a favor. In reality, what he was doing, he was buying himself out. He was getting himself out of time, out of having to do more time.
Yeah.
That's one of the tricks that you learn as a new comic. You learn because he paid me the same $100 that he had told me he was going to pay me for 10 minutes. And I did 30. And he paid me the same $100. And that's one of those tricks that you learn as a young comic that later on, Natasha Leggero tried to pull on me. She was like, man, if you want to do more time, do more time. I'm like, no, I'm good. 20 minutes. I'm doing 20 minutes at Marco Island. And she was like, if you want to try out more stuff, I don't care, man. Do 30, 40. I don't care. And I go, no, 20 minutes. I'm doing 20 minutes. And I was very polite about it.
Yeah, I
knew it was because she only had 35 minutes of material.
And
she did only have 35 minutes of material. So it's one of those things. So my first long set, like I did 30, like I said, with Jamie Kennedy and stuff like that. But my first that they booked me in a room, I think it was a private gig. I'm pretty sure it was a private gig where they told me we want you to do 45 minutes or like.
Right. You know
what I mean? And I did it. It was I remember one. I don't remember if this is the first time, but I remember doing 45 minutes at a high school reunion. And it was a high school that was like very small. It was a very small, like the class. It was like a 20-year high school reunion, and there was only like 80 people there. And it was me and Dave Williamson.
And everybody died.
And that was it. I mean, but I don't remember my first like quote unquote headliner.
You did give me this tip where I was like, just write down your bits like all on one page and just have them there.
Yeah.
So I literally wrote down every bit that I have.
Right.
It looked like the ramblings of an insane person.
Like, that's if any comics, any good comics notebook would look like that. Yeah.
It was like this page of just craziness, like because everything has a title and like a breakdown, and so I just like kind of did like a like all the stuff I had, and I was like, if somebody finds this, I'm gonna look like a psychopath.
But I did Mark. I worked Mark Weiland this weekend, and that was fun. I do have a show coming up that I really want to promote. I'm going to promote for the next month and a half.
Okay.
I'll be headlining it. I'm actually doing a deal with the Have Nots where we're going to be taping it, professionally taped for my CD because the previous copy that you and I had worked on before, the quality was, it just came out bad. I didn't want to put that out there as my CD, not because of the performance, but because of the quality, song quality. Yeah,
I did what I could.
Yeah.
But nobody else could,
you know what I mean? It's one of those. So August 25th, it's a Friday, will be at the Miami Museum of Science.
Yeah.
The auditorium, which the room is already set up
professionally set up to
record audio.
To record audio.
And for the record, that room is actually really great.
Yeah.
Like those shows that the Have Nots have been putting on there, they've been getting like some bigger names like Nikki Glaser and Al Jackson came back.
Right.
And like people you've seen on Comedy Central. Actually, Nikki Glaser's got her own show. So she was very nice and it was very cool. And they've done stuff in that room where it's great. It's a really good room, like a theater space for comedy. It was really good.
I need everybody to go out there. Tickets are going to start going on sale soon. They're going to be $12 each. It's two shows that night. On Friday, August 25th, but I need everybody. This is one of those things where usually I just put, hey, I'm going to be here this weekend. If you want to come out, cool. If not, whatever. But I need, this is me headlining, so attendance.
Yeah.
This is a direct reflection of me.
Yeah. It's and like, it's one, like show it's your love.
Yeah. One. And two, love. It's going to be, my CD is going to be recording, so I want people that, you know what I mean? Like,
are
I want
there for you.
You no, but not that. I want a full room of people. I don't care if they're there for me or not. Like, I don't care if you've never heard of me.
You'll get them.
I really do. I honestly, that may sound cocky, but yeah, I believe that. I don't give a shit if you've ever known me. I know I'm gonna make you laugh. However, I want I'd rather 200 people that have never heard of me than to get 20 people that do know me.
Yeah, like, that's
I just,
true. Yeah,
I just want to get a number.
Yeah, so I recommend everybody go to havenotscomedy.com. There directly, and then you could sign up for their mailing list, and then you'll know as soon as tickets go up.
Yeah.
So do that.
Do that, my friend.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, you wanted to talk about the Tom Cruise thing, huh?
Well, I this is gonna get into the religion part of it, but like everyone's okay. So Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes are getting divorced, and basically just Twitter exploded. With the funniest, like basically Twitter is now like a joke machine for horrible things.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like when something horrible happens, go on Twitter and you'll make it worse.
Andy Griffith died.
Yeah, Andy Griffith died today.
Today. So if you're hearing this, whenever.
Surprise. Spoiler alert.
Andy Griffith died. And one of the funny tweets that I heard, that I read and I retweeted was, Andy Griffith died today, or as black people say, or as black people called him, Andy Griffin.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it's terrible, but that guy was like, if you think about Andy Griffith,
he was
he's
pioneered.
Yeah, man, he's done some amazing things. Like when you think about, like, first of all, way back, he discovered Opie.
Yeah,
like, you think Ron Howard got his start on the Andy Griffith Show?
Yeah,
and that was
one of the very few child actors to actually make it out to make it into adulthood without a cocaine habit.
Yeah, I mean he's fine.
Seriously. He's totally fine. Good. He's a well balanced individual.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah. So you were gonna say about Tom Cruise?
Well, they're saying it was like the Scientology, all that secretive, you know, thing about Scientology that now like Katie Holmes has to get away. You know what I mean?
Well, one of my favorite tweets of was done by Neil Brennan, co-creator of the Chappelle Show, stand-up comic. When the divorce of Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise came out, he said he tweeted CNN. This just in, the Katie Holmes hostage situation has ended.
Yeah. There was a bunch of, like, it was, first of all, there's a lot of, like, well, who gives a shit? You know, like, there's so much.
Which is where I fall into.
That's honestly where I fall into. But it's, like, there was so many blogs. Like, this is where I start losing faith in blogs, like, for being real news sources. Because it literally was, like, an hour had gone by and someone posted on a blog, like, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes divorce. What comedians are saying. I was like, what? I just thought, like, that's, like, it's so funny. So, like, Weird Al Yankovic tweeted out, sorry to hear that Tom Cruise's marriage has jumped the couch.
who tweeted that?
Weird Al Yankovic.
Wow.
If you follow, actually, Weird Al's a really good person to follow on Twitter, and that guy's still fucking funny. Have you heard his new stuff?
No.
That guy's still great. I don't know if you liked him from before or not.
I did like him before, but I also liked Mad Magazine. Which, I don't know if you just noticed that, but I just hit you with a line from Lethal Weapon 4. Bam, sucker!
Oh, no, I didn't know.
Actually, Lethal Weapon 3. It was actually Lethal Weapon 3 with Rene Russo hit Mel Gibson with that line.
That was a little too subtle for me. And then someone else, Scott Chernoff, wrote... He's a writer on Conan. He said, I think I know what happened. Katie must have seen Rock of Ages.
Yeah.
That one was for you. But there's like so many. I'm trying to find. There's one that just nailed me. But like, you think about that guy. Tom Cruise turned 50. I have the same birthday as him. He just turned 50.
Is that your claim to fame? I have the same birthday as.
And Pamela Anderson, I think, has the same birthday as me.
Really?
I think so.
I'd lead with that one. I would lead with that one and then go into.
And Rob Delaney, one of my favorites. Katie Holmes.
You are on Rob Delaney's fucking. You slob his knob.
I do. He's great. That Katie Holmes would divorce Tom Cruise after he bestowed the gift of Ghost Protocol on humanity makes me physically sick.
You see, but Ghost Protocol was actually a good movie.
Huh?
It would have been that tweet would have been funny if he would have laid a shitty movie.
Like what?
Rock of Ages.
Yeah. That's the go-to, though.
No, but that's his only bad movie in 20 years, so you have to go with...
No, he made Night and Day.
I don't think that was a bad movie. You haven't seen Rock of Ages. You haven't seen Rock of Ages. No. There's plenty of movies that didn't do financially well in the theaters, but to say that Night and Day wasn't a good movie, it was an okay movie. It wasn't a bad movie.
Yeah, it was all right.
That's exactly... It was meh.
Meh. Yeah,
it was meh. It wasn't a bad movie, though. Rock of Ages, you clearly go, no, this is a bad movie. Yeah, right. But there's no other... I was going to say Van Damme. There's no other... There's no other Tom Cruise movie that you go, that's a bad movie. I don't recall seeing a bad Tom Cruise movie. Put it that way.
You can't picture a bad Tom Cruise movie.
Aside from Rock of Ages, before Rock of Ages... I don't remember.
You know what? I'm racking my brain. I'm trying to think of
it. I don't recall a bad one. For you to go, that fucking movie's horrible. That movie's bad. You could say not his best performance, or you could say whatever.
Sure.
A lot of people didn't like Vanilla Sky.
Oh, no. I love that movie.
I love that fucking movie. But I can't think of a bad Tom Cruise movie. And that was Rob Delaney's downfall. On that. I'm just saying, on that tweet, it would have been because Ghost Protocol was fucking great. So.
All right. It was good. Never mind. I won't slob his dick on that one. Nick Youssef, I will devote my entire life to Scientology if it turns out Katie Holmes is leaving Tom Cruise because he knocked up Adele.
Okay.
Adele's pregnant.
I hear. I read a funny Adele tweet. Did you? Which one was it?
The one from Aristotle?
I don't know. I think it was him.
Was it him?
Say
one of our local, one of the local guys, Aristotle. He tweeted out. He's
that's
like,
a real name, by the way.
That's his actual name.
Actual name.
Yeah, his real name. It's Aristotle.
I have to see his license. Kind of real name.
Yeah. And he tweeted out, "Could you imagine all the amazing music we'd hear if Adele had a miscarriage?" It's like, oh, that's terrible.
So true.
That's getting retweeted.
But it's so true. And then I retweeted you. You retweeted it, and I retweeted you. Like, this is gonna get retweeted.
Yes.
This is gonna get retweeted. I don't give a fuck if he gets divorced. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I guess I thought there would be more there, but it's really just whatever.
It's just, I felt bad that it was only 5 years. You get me? That they've already been married 5 years.
Yeah, it was really short.
But it feels like longer.
Yeah, like, ooh. Well, because it all started with the whole couch thing on Oprah.
Yeah. But again, that feels like it was over 5 years ago.
Yeah, no, it feels like it was like forever.
Yeah, I'm like, that was more than five mediocre movies ago. Again, mediocre is not the same as bad. Sometimes that's worse, though. Anyways.
I think they should make a Dawson's Creek movie.
Yeah, well, that goes without saying.
Yeah, like, why haven't they done
that? Bullshit. Were you a Pacey guy or a Dawson guy?
Honestly, I never really watched the show.
Then we're not talking anymore. We're not. That's it.
That's it. This podcast is over.
What the fuck is the point of talking to you about this subject if you never saw the movies?
I would catch episodes of it, but that was when I was like into... That was when I was more into movies than TV. Like, I went through phases where I lived at the movies.
But it doesn't mean you can't watch TV and be like, all right, let's watch TV.
There was a phase there where I really don't remember what
I watched. Your actions are like mine with, what's his name? With Tupac and Biggie. There was a time where I was like, I don't listen to Tupac, I'll listen to Biggie. Because I fell into that East Coast, West Coast shit. I'm like, no. My alliance, there's a line in the sand and I am on this side. That's exactly what you're demonstrating with the whole... No, it was at that time I was only watching movies.
Yeah.
I wouldn't watch TV shows. Like, you could watch both.
I was a cinemaphile. No, it was just... I used to spend all day in the theater, like theater hopping. Like, we'd go at noon and leave at midnight. Just spent all day in the movies.
Yeah, we could only do that once a week.
On the weekends.
Yeah, but again, once a week, because by the time you see all those movies, there's no other movie to watch. There was a summer where I saw every single movie, and the only movie that I hadn't seen was Cats and Dogs, the one with their spies. Jeff Goldblum was in that movie, and that was the only movie I hadn't seen. Nothing. I go, fuck it, I'll go watch Cats and Dogs. And I went to go watch it. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing in this movie? I'm like looking around, and it didn't hit me that it was a kid's movie. But like,
you just started. Hey, I'm talking 20 dog,
years old.
Cat
I'm 20, 21 years old at this time, and I'm watching this movie going, I shouldn't be like, this is.
I regret this decision.
It was literally the only movie, and it wasn't even a horrible movie. It was just a kids' movie, and I'm like, why am I watching this?
I remember,
and it was because I've already seen everything else in the theater at that time.
The time that I was, I'm talking about, I have a very clear memory of one of my best friend at the time saying, "Bro, we have to go see Spice World."
Wow. Holy shit.
He was like, bro, we got, like, he wasn't even joking. Like,
he wasn't trying to be ironic?
No, he was like, and his girlfriend was like, really? He was like, we have to go see Spice World. We have to. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So there's literally four dudes, so there's three of us, my friend and his girlfriend, and we're all there, like, just rolling our eyes, going, what the fuck are you making us do? And he was all about it. Like, I was just fascinated. This is the same dude that has the horrible taste in music.
I was forced to watch that movie because my girlfriend at the time, who ironically is now a lesbian, forced me to watch that movie. She's like, I want to see this movie. And I was watching and going, this is horrible. I remember thinking,
have you ever walked out of a movie?
I came really close.
With Rock of Ages?
No, my wife was there, so that's no way that was going to happen. But that was the first time, I said it last week on a podcast, Rock of Ages was the first time that I almost fell asleep in a movie.
Oh, really?
And I that's never happened to me before.
Happened to me a few times.
Where I fall asleep in a movie theater? Yeah. Fall asleep on a couch? That's a different story. Fall asleep at a movie theater?
Yeah.
I've never done that. Yeah. I've never. What movie have you fallen asleep to in a movie theater?
I clearly remember falling asleep during Copland. That Stallone movie?
I never seen that one. That's another one that I kind of just did that thing where, like,
yeah.
Dude, did you see Copland? That's fucking real acting. Like, yes. What? Yeah.
Did you, like, it's almost as good as.
It's like.
He was in.
He acted for real like an Oscar. Did you see Oscar? Let's talk about that. other movie I've seen.
I remember, like, well, I also used to smoke weed then. So I was always, like, high. And then I'd fall asleep.
Okay,
I'm serious. That's the only time.
That doesn't count because you're under chemical influences.
I know, but it's happened to me before where I get like, if I work, and then we go to the movies, and it's like after work, and then you go sit in a dark, cool environment. It's like it's just very soothing. Like all of a sudden you fall asleep. The worst is to fall asleep during like a scary movie, when there's like the quiet parts, and all of a sudden it's like bang, and you get the shit scared.
What's going on? I'm up. Yeah. No, I don't. Did I ever walk out of a movie?
Because we walked out of.
Well, the first movie I ever saw in a movie theater was my brothers went into one movie. My older brothers went into one movie, and I went into the other movie. And I think I told a story already where I went in to go watch Rambo 3.
Oh.
And I saw him dipping the gloves and the broken glass and the whole nine yards at Rambo 3.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. And then like halfway through the movie, I don't know what comes over. I was honestly maybe 9 years old, 8 years old. And then I start crying because I'm like, I want my brothers. I want to be hanging out with my brothers. It wasn't because I was scared. It was more like, I want to go hang out with my brothers. So the usher took me to like, what are your brothers watching? Oh, they're in that theater right there. And they fucking took me in there and it was Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh.
Like 4 or something like that. Like,
And
then that night when I couldn't sleep, I was like, I should have stayed watching Rambo. But that was the first movie.
Eyes are bloodshot, wide open. Like
The first movie I saw in the movie theater was Rambo 3.
Wow.
/ Nightmare on Elm Street.
The first half of Rambo 3 and then the second half
of Nightmare on Elm Street.
I walked out during that Dungeons & Dragons movie that they came out with.
God. I don't even remember seeing that movie in the movie theater. I don't remember ever.
There was a lot of good people in that movie, and I was like, this is going to be great, man. Dungeons & Dragons.
What's not to like about it? You know what movie I thought was going to be great as a kid? And this is one of the first movies we've talked about this before, about as a kid, when you wanted to like a movie, you liked the movie.
Yeah.
No matter how bad it was, because you still wanted to like it. So you're like, no, it's
The Punisher with Dolph Lundgren. Of course, I want to like the movie. Yeah, it has Ivan Drago and it's a Punisher. Yeah. And then you don't realize, even when it's a crappy movie, you don't want to admit it.
Exactly.
The first movie that I wanted to see, that I wanted to like, and that I was able to admit to myself, this movie's really bad, was Double Dragon.
Ooh, yeah. That was,
and that, and it has Alyssa Milano in it. I mean,
yeah, and for you to say that,
it hurts me to this day. It hurts terrible to admit that, but it's a really bad movie. Yeah. I think she will tell you it's a really bad
actually
movie.
You know what movie I really enjoy and everybody sucked, and I just saw the trailer for the new one that they're remaking, Judge Dredd.
I thought
I liked it. I like Judge Dredd, but
the original,
like,
Tama?
Yeah,
yeah.
And they're coming out with the new one.
Yeah, yeah.
And the new one looks like way intense. It just looks really like dark and badass.
Yeah, yeah. All my friends are like, dope. Judge Dredd looks whack. I'm like, all right. We have different definition of whack.
When we're done watching it, then
yeah, we could talk about it afterwards, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. So what else did you have? Do you have any underrated? Underrated, overrated?
Underrated, overrated. Hold on, let me get my list. I had to start making lists like you. Oh, man, where is it? Okay. This one's going to make some people mad, I think. And we've talked about it before. Aside from Topanga, I always thought Boy Meets World is overrated.
So that's the end of the podcast. If you guys want to email us, what the fuck is wrong with you?
How do you think
is that overrated?
Look, there are people. I agree that show is like, again, remember, overrated doesn't mean that you don't like it. It just means that the hype is bigger than what the product is.
I don't.
That was your definition.
I know. And this doesn't fall under that definition.
I think
the hype lives.
I always thought, God. Okay, because there was two Boy Meets World. Because I remember I watched the first episode, the first season.
There wasn't two of them. They just got older.
Right, but I
stopped
watching.
It wasn't like the college years. It wasn't like Boy Meets World the college years.
Yeah,
they just happened to go to college. It just happened to be season 7, and it's no longer believable that these guys are still in high school. So therefore, we have to make them graduate.
So for me, I watched the first season, I guess, of Boy Meets World, the first few episodes, and then I fell out of it. And then I caught back in on the end, like later on, a few years later. And then the whole time I was just like, this is all right. Like, I guess if I would have watched the rest of it, I would care like more. But I was just like, this is whatever. Okay. But now, as like the whole like hipster nostalgia shit kicks in and I talk to people my age and they're all like, it's always people just slightly younger than me that are like, fucking Boy Meets World was the best show of all time, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, but the best show of all time. But
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But
like,
it's a
classic. That's what I get. Like, okay, it was a good show. I'm sure a lot of people watched it. I'm sure I watched shows that people didn't watch. You know what I mean? Like, but people fucking lose their minds over Boy Meets World. And I'm like, it's just another sitcom.
No, I don't think it's just another. See, there's a difference. There's a lot. It's not the best in the world. It's not the best ever, and it's not just another sitcom. That's where you're wrong. I agree with you. It's not the best sitcom in the world.
I believe it to be overrated, where I would like, yeah, that's a good show. But people are like, oh, my God, fucking Boy Meets World was the best. It was so good, and blah, blah, blah. You remember this? I'm sure there – and I'm like, yes. I'm sure there were very funny parts. And I'm sure, yes, Mr. Feeny was – yeah, I get it. What the fuck was that old man with them the whole time? Like,
because he was a teacher and then became the principal. And then he went to college and became a professor.
Yeah, he's stalking those children.
But they're neighbors, so it's a very special bond that he saw these kids grow up.
Wait, what? So he's like neighbors with his kids?
He's neighbors with the kid.
Uh-huh.
With Corey. They're neighbors when he was his teacher in elementary. Or technically, I think it was like middle school.
It was like middle school, right. And then they go to high school.
And they go to high school, when they went to high school, he became the principal.
The principal of the high school.
Right. And then when they graduated that, he was a professor. But he was only a professor in one of their colleges, and Eric's.
Oh, so that's
Eric's,
okay.
And Eric's college.
Yeah, because they went to different colleges. Ooh.
Yeah, I don't. You're trying to find holes in the story. I'm like, no, that's very believable.
It's very believable. I get it. You know, it's good show. That's fine. But that's my overrated pick.
All right. Whatever.
Overrated. It's better than Chick-fil-A from last week.
Overrated. Chick-fil-A is overrated, dude. I think my overrated is anything that Mike says.
Yep.
That is overrated.
You should have gone first, bro. You should have gone first.
I don't have an overrated underrated this week because I didn't experience it, and then I go, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with these people. Yeah. I will say that I found it interesting that you know my tattoo artist.
Yeah, yeah. After we wrapped last week, I was like, holy shit, you know that guy? I know him, or I don't know him, but I know of him through somebody else.
Through his ex-girlfriend.
His ex-girlfriend.
Actually, his current girlfriend.
Or whatever I don't know what the chain of custody is or whatever.
His ex-fiance, a.k.a. girlfriend.
Yeah, so there was like so I'm like, oh yeah, I like, because when I had a couple bucks, I was considering getting another tattoo, and I knew that this girl, her fiance was a tattoo artist, so and then I guess they broke up, and yeah. And then it was weird. So then it's funny, like, just like, oh shit, I know that guy. And he's great. Like, he's fucking
great,
awesome.
He's a phenomenal artist. I'm telling you, I don't go to anybody else but him. I just found that funny that you were like, his girlfriend's hot. And now you're like, I don't want to go get a tattoo from him anymore.
Yeah. Because now it's like, he's going to put like a big, like, not any. I'm not going to let tattoo me where I can't see him doing it. Like,
why is that fish look like a swastika? Yeah. Why is that?
I clearly, look, man, I don't know, but I don't remember asking for a giant cock on my back. I don't know why.
Am I wrong?
I didn't say that, did I? I didn't say giant cock. I said something else.
Did I? Oh, I said fish. I said codfish.
Yeah. And I said koi fish, and you were just like, cock? Yeah, good. Oh,
cock.
That's what you get.
That's what you get for saying my girlfriend's hot, motherfucker, don't you ever in your life. I don't know why I made my tattoo artist black and ghetto. But I don't know why I did that.
Did you tell him that I knew?
I told him that you knew his. I thought it was his ex.
But that was like way back.
Yeah, but I was like, he was like, oh, so who's this mate guy? But he was completely fucking around. He really honestly was completely fucking around. I'm like, I don't know, dude, he's a nurse. And he's like, oh, I know. And he's like, he works at, nah, shut the fuck up. Let me say, you bleep it out later.
All right.
He goes, he works at, and then he said the fucking, I was never going to say the hospital name either way, asshole. Could have just bleeped it out.
I got nervous.
You're the one that does the post-production.
That's true.
You're the fucking one. You're so dumb. Don't say it. Don't say it. Now this whole conversation is on the air. You're a douche. Anyways.
But yeah, he totally knew. Like he just dropped it on you. You were like, oh,
yeah, man. He was like, yeah, I know. Tall guy. I know who the fuck he is. Yeah,
fuck that guy.
I know who the fuck that guy is.
Sorry, man. I really like your work.
His work is amazing. So, we're going to go ahead and end this short.
Yeah.
Because Mike is fidgeting about having to go home and edit for tonight.
I do. I want it to be up on Woodboard Wednesday.
Yes. And whose fault is that? That we're recording today instead of Monday?
Because I had passes to go see Spider-Man, which I thought we were going to talk about.
I thought it was funny because you were like, Mike texts me and says, hey, man, I have screening passes for Spider-Man. On Monday, is it right if
we record on Tuesday?
And I go, no, you're gonna have to skip the screening. And fucking Mike responds with, "This is all via text." And Mike responds with, "Really? Like, you really thought I had, like, how much power do you think I have over you that I'm like, no, we have to."
I thought you had something on Tuesday, no. And then I was just like, "Really? Explain."
You were like, "No, really, I can't. It's a screening, though." And I was like, "No, you have to go." You have to record the podcast. No, but I want to see Spider-Man. Before we talk about it, I want to see Spider-Man.
Okay.
Because I don't want you... Not that...
We'll talk about it next week. By then, a week out, I think we could talk about it.
Well, my friend didn't listen to the Avengers podcast for like 3 weeks because he was like... And I'm like, we didn't even give anything away. And we could talk not about really. The movie without giving anything away. That's why I want to be able to watch it.
I'll talk about it.
Because if you talk about it without me having watched it, if you talk about it to me, I'm going to ask questions or I'm going to be wondering what are you talking about.
Exactly. So go see the movie. I'll go see it with you again if you want. I'll probably go see it this week.
No, we don't need to be together. I don't know, man. I don't know where I want to go, so that's why I'm telling you.
Whatever.
By the way, did you know Brian Regan's going to be at West Palm Beach Improv next week?
Someone told me.
Yeah. Next week.
I forgot. I gotta buy my tickets.
I need to get tickets. I'm not working next week. No, it was just by coincidence. It was he's there on Friday and Saturday.
We'll bromance it. Don't worry.
So I really want to go. With that said, make sure you guys check out the website. Make sure you guys check out the podcast. I don't know why, for some reason, on iTunes, it's not pulling up under... It's not... If you search my name, nothing comes up now. And if you search Woo Bro, nothing comes up anymore. I don't understand why that's happening. I sent an email to Apple going, what the fuck?
Yeah.
About that. But if you search what's up, bro, it pulls it up. We post a link on Twitter and the whole nine yards.
So, yeah, if you follow us on Twitter, I mean, and it's on the Woo Bro site on Podbean. So it's woobro.podbean.com.
And you could also go to my website, nerysigns.com. I have all the episodes there. You could listen to it from there as well.
Yes, sir.
But with that said, I still emailed iTunes and go, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And go,
you tell them.
And on top of that, make sure you guys get email me, let me know about August 25th. I need all you guys to go out there.
So August 25th, go to havenotscomedy.com.
Yeah, I don't think it's up yet because we're
right,
still...
Right, but sign up for their mailing list.
Yeah, sign up for their mailing list. But I know the tickets are going to be $12 a pop, which is really good. There's no two-drink minimum, none of that shit.
Yeah, it's like a theater show.
So there's no two-drink minimum.
I'm telling
you, that room is
great.
You guys are going to have a blast. I'm going to record my CD. It's going to be fucking great. So make sure, please, you guys go check that out. August 25th. I'm giving you guys plenty of time to get a babysitter.
Please.
August 25th,
please.
Friday night, two
there
shows.
Is employee. I am going to have to hold him back.
Yeah. So with that said, I find myself saying that a lot. I listen back to the episodes.
With that said.
All right. We get it. With that said.
You're going to find him.
Thank you guys for checking us out. And... check out the websites, Mike Mercadal, Nary Science, and our Twitter, and Woo Bro Pod. You guys have been great. And spread the word about August 25th, because that's how winning is done.
Thank you for listening to What's Up, Bro, with Nary Science and Mike Mercadal. Be sure to check out all the information on Nary's CD recording at havenotscomedy.com. That's HAVENOTS comedy.com.